up next on American Restoration.
This is the 1950s Bevador cooler. I realize this would be a challenge for anyone.
Quite honestly, to me, this thing's so much trash, I just throw it away. That's how bad it is.
I got something really cool from a movie.
Yeah?
I believe it's the cruising vessel from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
What do you want to do with this?
I want to bring it back to 1982.
This is a Rex Air vacuum. This is one of eight in the world. And you want me to make it to where it works again?
Yeah.
We don't have a schematic. We don't have nothing.
I can't figure it out.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that... You get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story. And this is ours, American Restoration.
Over the years, I've turned all sorts of items from total disasters into museum showpieces. But sometimes people bring in items that may be damaged beyond repair. So I gotta be careful about what kind of projects I take on. Otherwise, nobody's gonna be happy in the end.
Hey, Rick.
Hi. I'm Ron.
Ron, what's going on?
I came to Rick's today to drop off a 1950s era Bevador cooler, and it's in pretty bad shape.
It is a Bevador. This company's been around since 1894.
Right.
Of course, refrigeration wasn't around. Back then, they'd build just ice boxes and stuff like that.
Right.
These beverage coolers were first used in the 1930s in delis and supermarkets across the country. Most people didn't have refrigerators in their homes yet, so machines like this were great when you wanted an ice-cold soda on a hot summer day.
I see what you got. Well, I want to know where it came from.
My parents bought a small golf course in the little town of Cade, Louisiana, and my mother worked there, and the cooler was there. So we've had it since 1964.
Wow.
It was probably in operation for 20 years.
So from the 80s to now?
Correct.
It's been laying somewhere?
Yes.
Well, what happened to this thing?
We just left it in a barn, and when you put it in a barn, you don't know you're going to leave it there for 20 years.
It's so bad, though. The bottom's gone. I mean, this is just termite heaven.
Yeah,
this used to be wood.
Right.
And the termites went in there where they went nuts.
It's rotted out so bad.
There's nothing that holds the thing together anymore.
Right.
If I let go of this door, it'll just fall apart in pieces. Quite honestly, to me, this thing's so much trash, I just throw it away. That's how bad it is.
When Rick saw the cooler, I think he was taking back the condition it's in. There's a lot of rot that even I didn't know was there. It's a family artifact.
That's what I thought.
It's nostalgia from working with my mother.
So it means something to you.
It means a lot
it's
to
not,
me.
It's not.
It means a lot to me.
This cooler needs much more work than it's worth. It's literally fallen apart. But it also represents a connection between Ron and his mom. And I can never turn down a project with that kind of meaning behind it if he's willing to go the distance.
It needs some structure.
Yes, it does.
So what we're gonna have to do is remake that whole wood frame on the inside. We could probably patch the bottom, fix all these holes.
Right.
We'd have to research this and try to find the same hardware.
Right.
Probably put your new compressor in there.
That'd be great.
And then re-insulate it and then paint it.
Okay.
I'm probably looking at about $9,500 to go ahead and get this thing started.
The 95 is fine.
Okay,
you
got a
much.
Deal then.
Appreciate it.
Let's go inside and we'll take care of the paperwork.
Right.
When you come back, it's going to look a lot different than that.
Great, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Whoa. This thing is going to just crush. Hey, you couple monkey nuts, you want to give us a hand?
We have to tear down this Bevador cooler, but we have to be real careful. If anybody sneezes on it, this thing might fall apart.
Nice. This does not look like any cooler I've ever seen.
That's definitely some termites, huh?
Now that the dirty work's done, Dave and I got to figure out a plan of attack on this cooler.
All right, so the customer wants this original. So any kind of original piece we can use, we're using.
We're using it.
Okay? If it's totally destroyed, then we can make a new piece. So I need Robert to get on the wood, okay? I need you to show Manny what needs to be happening here for the body work.
Okay.
And then I need you to go ahead and patch panel all this out and the bottom.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds like fun.
I know it's going to be tough, but it's what he wants, and that's what we got to give.
That's what we're here for.
All right?
You got it.
Hey, Rick, I got a customer here for you.
Hi, I'm Rick.
Hi, I'm Steve.
Steve, good to meet you, bud.
Good to meet you.
What can I do for you?
I've got something really cool from a movie.
Oh, yeah?
You want to check it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm here at Rick's Restoration to get my 1960 Buick LeSabre restored.
Whoa!
What I think is really cool is that I believe it's the actual movie car from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's very cool. So where'd you get it?
I found it online, and the person I bought it from, he's had it since 1977. It's been leased out for movies. And I checked it out. I noticed some things, and several indicators made me think, hey, this came from Fast Times.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High was a classic 80s comedy that featured a bunch of up-and-coming stars.
I want to just look at it because I want to see if it's that car.
Well, why don't I get it off the trailer for you so we can take a good look at it.
You're good. You know, just because it's from the movie, anything is one real cool thing. But at the same time, Buicks are a great car. I mean, they're one of the oldest American-made manufacturers still in business. Everybody loved collecting them. They're very iconic because of the wing and the ride and the style.
The reason I believe the car is actually from the movie, the first indicator was the eye from the Buick is missing.
Yep. Okay.
Then if we go over here to the left rear taillight, the chrome ring is missing. And then these three dents here are just exactly like the one in the movie. So that has to stay. Here's where you can see it's been painted gold before, and I believe this is the original blue paint from Fast Times.
All right, it looks like a movie car because it's been painted a lot. I mean, there's probably 10 coats of paint in here. But a lot of the movie cars, they just did it because it was a prop. They didn't care less. So all the paint and the dents, I mean, you've got a pretty dang good chance this is the car. So what do you want to do with this?
I don't want a complete frame-off restoration. I'm just looking to get the car painted the correct blue.
Right.
Maybe get rid of the sunroof, do some of the interior work.
But bottom line, what you want to do is you want to make it into that car.
I want to bring it back to 1982, and I don't know about the engine, you know. I think a tune-up will do good.
All right. I have a real big problem with doing some math to me, unfortunately, my little head. So, you know, it needs a full-blown restoration. It needs a motor done, the jerked out tranny needs done.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm your guy. I really don't. I would have to go ground up, and I definitely have to have no projects for a year, which right at the moment, that's impossible.
Uh-huh.
It's just I got so much stuff going on. So I really thank you for bringing it by.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the coolest ever, but I'm not going to be able to do it. All right, thanks, Steve.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll hope you load it up.
All right.
It really kills me to turn away a customer, but it would take us months to properly restore this car that I don't have. I got to be real smart about the projects I take on. Otherwise, my whole business could go under.
No matter which way you stack these on here, you run out of room.
I can't figure it out. This is really difficult.
It didn't really wrinkle.
This thing definitely sucks.
You're just going to have to strip it all the way back down the metal and start all over again.
All right.
That sucks. Bad.
Rick, you got a customer here.
Hey. See what you got. Thanks, Kyle.
Hi. You got it, Rick.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Good to meet you.
I'm on it, baby. And I re-lipped you.
Okay. What's this?
Oh, it's a pack of potato.
Okay.
They gave me the pack of potato right there.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So this was like from 1943?
Right.
They still make them now, but they started in like the 30s. Right. What's in here?
I got the motor in there.
Oh, okay. All this goes inside of this.
Right.
Okay. One of the things that Rexair was very well known for was water filtration. This held water. Because the air was running through it and it ran through the water, it also purified the air. These vacuums were so good at trapping airborne dust that the military used them in World War II. They were used as standalone air purifiers on medical ships so that the wounded soldiers could breathe easier. They just set it in their room on a ship, and you're having asthma and you're really, really having a hard time breathing, you would turn on the switch,
right,
and then as it went in through the hose, sucking it here, it would separate the bad particles in the air, and the water from here down is trapping the particles. This is gonna basically just pump out purified air nonstop, right?
Right.
Just with it turned on.
The reason why I came here, I'm hoping to work again. I work with the company.
Right.
I'm still working with them now. So I wanna show people.
You want it to work.
There's too many holes in here all over.
what happened is they'd leave the water in there and it rusted out.
Right.
So they'd throw them all away because they're just disposable.
They only make up to 3 years because they're very cheap metal.
So they made them cheap enough to where they could sell thousands of them to the military.
They only made 100,000. No, it took me 10 years to find one.
Wow.
There's only eight left.
Eight left. This is one of eight in the world. And you want me to make it to where it works again. But this all got to be put back together, yeah?
Right.
So I'm going to have to figure out, this is going to be a huge challenge, trying to figure out how that all goes together. I'll look it up online. Is maybe on the computer? Is there any kind of, no information?
There's no way. There's no way. 1945, after World War II, they got rid of me. They threw everything away.
Everything. Paperwork, everything.
Nothing.
Nothing left.
Nothing.
Here's the deal. Because it's so old,
right,
and because it's really, really, really rare,
right,
in order to make it work again and look just brand new, I'm looking about $5,000 to make it be that. But it's going to be one of eight totally, totally done.
Okay, great. I'll take it.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, thanks. Let's go in the office.
All right.
This vacuum is going to be killer. But right now, the rest of my guys are up to their eyes in work. We might be busy, but there's no way I can pass up the opportunity to work on such a rare project. So I'm gonna make sure this thing flies through the line personally. We're restoring a 1950s Bevador beverage cooler that was literally a hunk of junk when it got here. The wood frame and base supports were totally eaten away by termites. So Robert is rebuilding the entire thing from scratch. Fonzie's taken apart the entire compressor to see if we can get that working again. And Dave's replacing a badly rusted section on the bottom of the outer shell.
What's up, Dad?
Hey, you got it?
Yeah.
Good.
During the 1940s, Rexair used a wrinkle paint on this vacuum that gave it a rough texture. It's a very tricky technique, so companies rarely use it anymore. But the customer wants this all original, so we gotta figure it out.
Originally, it was covered in a wrinkle finish, so we're gonna have to make it.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna have to paint it with a wrinkle black and then go over top of it with the colors that were originally done.
When you spray multiple coats of this paint over a certain time at a certain temperature, it creates a wrinkled effect on the surface. But it's really tough to get those conditions just right.
Good, 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 good. So now what you're gonna do is you're gonna come back in 10 minutes and put another coat on, and then 10 minutes later you're gonna do it again, but you need to make sure that it's hot enough in here.
All right.
So you need to be about 80 degrees in here to be able to have this stuff work. And then in 2 hours we'll come back and we'll see if it actually did what it was supposed to do.
So this is what it looks like. It didn't really wrinkle.
It's not as wrinkled as it needs to be at all. At all. This is a little better, but it's got like a stripe running down it. So the cans were warm the whole time.
Yeah, the cans stayed in here.
This is starting to peel right here, just from touching it.
I mean, why don't you think it worked?
I think that it's so critical to finding the right temperature in the atmosphere, and it even said humidity, you know? It's too temperamental for us.
This vacuum is turning into a serious pain in my ass. But we need to make this look perfect. So Tyler's just gonna have to play with the room temperature until we get this paint to set right.
All right, Tyler, you're just gonna have to strip it all the way back down to metal and start all over again.
All right.
Right? That sucks. Bad.
While Tyler's trying to get the Rexair paint job done, I got a whole other headache to try to deal with on this project.
Having any luck, Rick?
I can't figure it out. We don't have a schematic. We don't have nothing. All we got's a bunch of parts.
Kyle and I got to piece this Rexair vacuum motor together to see if it even works. But all the parts got to go together just right, or we could totally burn out the motor.
I got the spacer and the washer here. I'm thinking that it goes like that because that's real close to the edge right there, right?
Right.
Without a schematic, this is like trying to put together a jigsaw puzzle when you don't even know what it's supposed to look like when it's done.
There we go. Okay. We're doing pretty good.
And this now go with the top. There you go.
Okay. That's not going down enough.
Yeah, we're binding up on something.
It's a little nightmare. We gotta take it apart again.
You better get comfy, Kyle. This is gonna take a while. I can't figure it out. This is really difficult.
Kyle and I are trying to get this Rexair vacuum up and running. But no matter what we do, we can't figure out the correct order that these parts go on. They just won't fit in the case.
No matter which way you stack these on here, you run out of room with this one.
Okay. So leave that one out, maybe?
That's what I'm thinking. This, I think, is extra.
He's been running around hoarding parts. That's the biggest problem.
Right.
That's the biggest problem.
It looks like the customer gave us some extra parts to be helpful, but we didn't realize it at first, and it actually screwed us up. Now that we've removed the extras, I'm hoping we can get it back together before I throw this thing out the window.
Want to give it a shot?
If you fire it up and it doesn't move, it could fry the brushes.
Okay.
So, you know, just sit there and just burn it out real quick.
Well, so I just want to give it a little shot.
Okay. Yeah, we can give it a little shot. Joel.
Oh, right on, go. Go.
Awesome. It's not the prettiest sound I've ever heard, but for now I'll take it as long as it's working.
The customer never saw it running, ever. So now it's running, so we're doing pretty good. So just film it, take it apart, clean all the parts up, oil it when you're putting it back together, and do it one more time.
All right.
Great job. Awesome.
We're in the final stretch on the Bevador cooler. Kyle and Robert are insulating the unit and attaching the outer shell. And my lighting expert, Paul, swung by to install the white neon in the interior. When the customer sees this, I think it's gonna blow his mind.
Oh, hey, Rick.
Ron, how you been?
Fine, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you.
I understand the cooler's ready.
Yeah, we just got it finished.
I was expecting a call that you'd just given up.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Come on.
Let's go.
I'm ready.
When I dropped the cooler off, it was a mess. In fact, I was almost embarrassed that I brought it out here. It basically fell out of the crate, and I was shocked that he took it on. I'd be happy just to get anything that works.
All right, so you remember what this pile looked like, right? I mean, it came in just trashed out. I mean, it was junk, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay, so here you go. One, two, three.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think?
It's fantastic. It's just exactly like I remember. When I first saw the cooler, it brought back memories of when I was young, so it was fabulous. I can't believe this is the same piece of equipment I brought into here to you. I can remember when I was a kid restocking this at our golf course where my mother worked, and it really means a lot to me. It's really important to my family. I'm glad that you took this on.
I would say this thing here was probably the most destroyed anything that we've ever gotten in to be able to try to recreate again and start again. It was literally trash. The cool thing is the design. One, it's round. And then the other thing is the door, as you're looking through it, they're looking in, they see nice, refreshing, ice-cold drinks, the light lights it up, and then at the same time, the patron can open the door and then spin it around, and it's just full inside there off this little itty-bitty door.
Right.
So it's a real cool design to boot.
It's just amazing how things were built to last and how it's been rebuilt to last, and I just don't know how you even knew where to start.
Well, it was just like anything else. It started from the foundation. You know, we didn't know what was down there because it was gone.
Right.
There was nothing there. So we made a new wooden base, and then we put the inside liner on top of it and then started building it around it.
Right.
But the wood had to be redone because the termites ate it alive. It's treated now, so termites won't get it.
I won't have anywhere near termites, but thank you, just in case.
There's insulation in between the wood and the metal. You know, that's the only way it can stay cold. It gets about 30 degrees in there if you want it to.
It doesn't look like new. It looks better than new. And all the Lazy Susans work?
Every Lazy Susan works. Each one of these racks themselves, they were in good shape, so we sandblasted them, and then I powder coated them to where they take a licking forever and ever. The neon's all brand new neon.
Okay, and it goes down both sides?
Yeah, it goes down both sides. Actually, when you close the door, the neon's on the whole time.
It's still lit inside, then?
It's always lit.
Right.
Right, it's always lit.
That's one of the things that made it unique. Yeah. It really was. Now that I've got the cooler restored, I'm going to send it to my mother in Missouri, and I just can't wait to see her reaction when she takes a look at this cooler, because I hope it brings back the same memories for her that it's doing for me.
Keep them out of the barn.
No, I won't do that. No barn. Thank you.
You bet.
This little vacuum has been a damn nightmare, cowboy.
You can handle it.
We pulled off a miracle with the cooler rebuild, and now we're finally finishing up the Rexair vacuum. This thing was one never-ending problem from start to finish. I just hope the customer appreciates how it came out in the end.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Joseph's here for the Rexair.
Hey.
All right.
Thanks, Ty.
Yeah.
Hi, Joseph.
Good.
How are you? How you been?
You here to see the wrecks there?
Yeah. Right.
This thing, I can't tell you, this thing was one heck of a project to try to get done and try to get done right and make it work again. But I think you're going to love it. I can't wait to show it to you. Get over here. Come on over here.
All right. I hope we will put everything back together, make it like new.
You remember how it looked, right?
Yeah.
You remember how rusty it was and nasty it was? Right. It had some paint on it, but the insides was really, really rough and bent and broke and rusted. And it was in a million pieces. Remember? All right, so you ready? One, two, three.
It looks beautiful.
All new again.
It looks pretty clean. When I saw it, oh, it was beautiful. Great job. It looked like brand new.
All right, so what we had to do is we took this piece off, and then Ted ended up doing this new decal with that original serial number and everything on that. So he did that. In order to get the thing painted with the wrinkle finish on it and with this tan and with the matching green, they only make black. Tyler painted some, and it was supposed to wrinkle, and it didn't. And then we actually had to redo it again in order to get this color. This piece, of course, if you remember, it had a lot of holes in it. It was just rusted out solid. First we blast it, and then we go and did all the metal work here. We used this material called all metal and sanded it just like it would have been. And the inside, we did the same. We worked hours and hours and hours in order to get this thing to where it was put back together, you know, just exactly where it should have been. There's a lot of work inside there, believe it or not, you know. Because it's a museum piece, and I didn't want to fill it full of water. So what I just want to sort of show you that it's sucking, okay?
All right,
here you go. All right, so here we go. You're gonna turn on this.
Before, there was nothing even like this. So it comes back alive again. Make it like a brand new. It looks great.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad you like it,
man. Right,
thanks. All right, so let's go inside. Okay. We'll take care of some paperwork, and I'll wrap it up.
All right.
The Bevador cooler and the Rexair vacuum were two of the toughest projects I've done in a long time. But in the end, just seeing the expressions on the customers' faces made every little struggle worthwhile.